Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible. Love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson, and I am here with my older brother, Taj.
What's going on?
Ooh. What's up, Taj?
Not a mucho.
It's Wednesday, of course. Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. And it's a beautiful day in Southern California. And Taj, you can do Twitter?
Yep.
All right, so we are not live. Or we are live.
I was going to say, what?
We are, no, I read that wrong. We are live on the Power of Love radio show. So if you are listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we will open up Twitter, as I said. Todd, you want to give the handle?
It's at DDJ Foundation. That's, again, it's the letters DDJ and then Foundation.
All right, I guess I'm doing the disclaimer. Yep. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We have been impacted by it and have learned from it, and we want to share our opinions in attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Do not rely on us.
A minus.
Taj.
Yeah, the stumble in the beginning was...
I stumble a lot when I read.
No, the other part was good.
I feel pressure when I read.
Still?
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not funny. It's ironic. Whenever I was reading in class, mm-hmm. I would, you know, teacher would call you to read out loud. Yeah. I hated that.
That was my worst fear, too.
I hated that. And you want to know who I was like, God, I wish I could read like that guy.
Who?
Henry Caponi.
Really?
Oh, aww. God. Yeah.
I hated
as we
that
said
too.
Last week, we lost our friend Henry Caponi. And we went to, I guess you wouldn't call memorial. You just want to have a
He wanted to have a celebration. Yeah.
So we went to that on Saturday.
Yeah.
And... you know, I've been doing the show, and it's helped a lot, but I struggled. I struggled on Saturday. I couldn't, it was very difficult.
Why, Terrell? I mean, I agree, but why? Why with Henry?
It was multiple reasons for me. I mean, just, I've known him since I was, three or four?
Mm-hmm.
Since nursery. It was someone that I had, you know, seen often, I guess because of the show and whatnot, and then also his daughter played baseball with Adrian, and it's just another person in my class, because we went to a small school. I only graduated with a class of probably like from 36, 40 people,
mm-hmm.
and this is now the fourth person that we've lost from cancer, so it's just scary, it's sad, and unfortunate, and it's just a reminder that life isn't promised.
Mm-hmm.
Days aren't promised, I should say.
Yeah.
I just really, seeing everybody in my class, because there were a lot of people there from school that I hadn't seen in years. It was just, I don't know, I saw like people I haven't seen in over 20, 30 years. And it just reminded me how fast life goes, because it seemed like we were just in, you know, school the other day. And just, although it was good to see some faces, it's just sad because the reasons why we're seeing each other, you know?
It's because of something, you know? Tragic.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it was very difficult being there for me for some reason.
Yeah. I was dreading that day. Just because, I mean, I knew I was going to see a lot of faces and stuff, and I was happy about that aspect of it. But just, I don't know. Obviously, I felt bad for Mia and Sophia, but, mm-hmm. you know, his wife and his daughter, Sophia. But, you know, Henry's someone that just, he really always, he was kind of like a cheerleader for you. He always believed in you. And he always made me feel like, oh, you can do it, you know, whatever, anything that I want to do in directing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't forget when he was working, he had an office at Universal. And he showed me around and everything like that. That was, you know, back then. And it's just like, wow, you know, he was so young and he's mm-hmm. here in, you know, the Universal Studios, you know, offices. And I thought that was so amazing. I'm like, this right. guy's doing it. And he made me feel like I could do it too yeah, in right. that way. Like, it's like, so I don't know. I'm tremendously going to miss Henry, but just mainly just because you could call him and talk about anything too, you know, complain mm-hmm. or whatever. He was just a good person that could listen and give you good advice. And he was one of the first people that when stuff, you know, happened with Uncle Michael and leaving Neverland, he texted me and he's like, dude, you know, just want you to know, I don't believe any of this BS,
yeah.
you know? And I just thought that was, he was, and I say one of the first, I mean, one of the first, he was on it and he wanted us to know that he didn't believe it.
Right.
And so it was just amazing in that way.
Oh man. All right. All right. So call-in number. I'm all over the place a little bit, as yeah. you can tell. Call-in number to contribute to today's topic is 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. We're going to continue on our list from last week's show, 10 things that happen when you start to enjoy being alone. But before we get there, anything else happened this week for you, Taj?
I worked on my Pops' music video.
Oh, that's right.
It dropped today.
I saw that a little bit. I haven't seen the video, but
I
saw
that it's out. Yeah, I guess the camera work and the editing and the color correction and all that stuff. It's you know.
How was that?
What?
How was the whole process?
Tiring.
I
love Pops very much. I'm so happy for him, but it was tiring.
I know, and he's excited.
Yeah, he's very excited. I'm excited for him, but it's just because, like, you know, I'm doing like triple duties and certain things, and so. But I would never say no to my Pops because,
of course,
Pops is, you know, number one on priority.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want everyone to check it out. Check out the video. It's a great song, One Way Street. Very yeah. proud of him.
I know he's really excited.
It's his
about
first
that.
Like
it is
official
his first video,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
because he's never really for his solo stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. Please.
Oh, Joker.
You did see the Joker. You know what? I saw Tiana.
She
I forget why
it.
I went there. No, yeah. I saw her. And you weren't there. But that's where you were.
Yes, because she was babysitting your boys.
That's right. We dropped our boys off.
Yeah.
Now I know what I do.
Yeah.
Week. Okay.
See? yeah, Joker was great. It was, it's realistic violence. So it's not for everyone. But the story was incredible.
Is it breaking records?
It broke an October record, you know, okay. And you got to also remember when it's R-rated, there's different, mm-hmm. you know, PGs do really well, but R-rated movies,
you have more
limited,
earnings.
Yeah. And so I really liked it. I really liked Joaquin Phoenix's performance and stuff like that, and I really liked the direction. I want to see it again.
Do you know who directed it?
Yes, Todd Phillips, the guy that did Hangover and all that stuff.
Oh.
So it's kind of a departure. You know, mm-hmm. Maybe it's not. Maybe his early stuff was, you know, more action-y or more, but yeah, it was really good. But I would preface that with people just be aware because it is it can be violent at times and it can be very real at times, and it's not for everyone. And definitely do not bring your kids.
Really?
No, not for
so
this.
So Bryce and Adrian shouldn't see
it. No, not until you see it.
Did you know that before?
Yes.
So if I wanted to bring Bryce and Adrian, you'd have been like, no,
I'd be like, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't expect that one.
Yeah.
And you saw opening night?
Yeah.
You guys doing a review?
We did.
You did?
Thanks for following the channel.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
That's good. Did you post it already?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already posted?
Yeah, we that's why we saw it opening night, because we wanted to be one of the, you know, we normally wouldn't take longer to post, but we made sure we posted it the next day.
Okay. My week... I know I had like a school event. That's why we dropped the kid off to yours.
Uh-huh.
And she said you were at watching that movie.
Yeah.
So that's how I knew you saw it. Well, I forgot you saw it, but I don't think she said you went to go see Joker. She said
you went to go see a movie. Yeah.
What else did I do this week? I don't know where I've been.
It's one of those, right?
Yeah.
I think Henry's thing threw everything off. That's the thing. Because I had to cheat and look to see what I had done.
Yeah, I don't know where I've been.
Yeah.
Still working out, still doing that thing. But otherwise, I don't know where I've been.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this show.
Yeah.
To this topic. 10 things that happen when you start to enjoy being alone. Last week, we went through 5. And I'll just refresh. Number one was you'll get to recharge. Oftentimes, when you're surrounded by other people, we're expending a lot of energy trying to keep others happy, make them laugh, soothe their egos, read their emotions, and all of the other things that come along with regular interaction. It can be mentally draining if you're constantly connected to other people. A little alone time lets you recharge and take a break from the emotional and mentally taxing job of constant interaction. So one was you'll get to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
2, I won't read them all. You'll reflect more often.
Mm-hmm.
3, you'll get in touch with your own emotions. I remember that because I was talking about me walking.
Mm-hmm.
4 was you'll start doing things you actually enjoy. TJ was mentioning listening to music,
mm-hmm.
Listening to songs he wanted to listen to instead of what the family wanted to listen to.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Yeah. And then I think the fifth one was you'll become more productive
because
you have more time. All right. So I gave the call-in number. I'll give it again, 323-203-0815. And I will keep an eye out. I don't think I've been doing a great job. I'll keep an eye out for phone calls. But let's go to, we're going to go on. This is 6. Again, 10 things that happen when you start to enjoy being alone. All right, 6, you'll enjoy your relationships even more. When you spend time alone on a regular basis and eventually start to enjoy being alone, you'll come to find that you also enjoy your relationships with other people even more. The time spent alone gives you a greater appreciation for yourself. It also lets you appreciate all the great things that come from your relationships with other people, most of which you were oblivious to before. Thoughts on that, Taj?
I don't know. I mean, I hate being alone. I mean, it sounds... I know this is our topic, but, like, I don't need to, like, be alone to appreciate people. You know, it's not like, oh, I haven't seen... It's nice to see people that you haven't seen in a while, but mm-hmm. It's not from my doing. It's not like, oh, well, you know, I need some time off, and now that I have my time off, now I appreciate you more. I don't know. That's not...
You don't think about that?
No, not really. I mean, I know the... Absent makes the heart grow fonder, that
mm-hmm.
saying.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that, but I mean, I think it's if you're forced to be alone, like traveling, that's different.
I think maybe it's same when you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You appreciate the people that you have around you. So you
You might not take them for granted.
Yes.
Because
if they
that.
Weren't there, you'd be alone.
Yeah.
But it's also saying when you enjoy being alone.
Yeah.
So maybe you just have a more clear mind
to
appreciate the people around you.
Yeah. I mean, I know this. We already answered this in one of the parts of the list, but most of the time I enjoy being alone is to get work done. That's it, like, for me. Like, otherwise, I don't like being alone.
So that's what fall under you'll become more productive?
Yeah, that was one that was already said.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that would be one of the only reasons I would want to be alone.
So do you?
I mean, look at it. I grew up with 2 brothers. Like,
so do you
I've
fear
never really.
Being alone?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like that'd be, like.
You don't want to be by yourself. Lonely, alone or lonely?
Alone. Because lonely is, like, a product of. You can still watch movies and not be lonely, but alone is like when you don't have anyone around, and that's the thing. You know, there's a part of my life where I was alone for like a year, and it was not. You know, the cold bath days, like, you know, in that transitional period. And that's...
See, yeah, it just came off a relationship, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And you were by yourself.
Yes.
Did that not make you appreciate your friends more?
When? No. just made me upset. Felt duped. Had nothing to do. No, because, and I wasn't lonely because I was playing video games and stuff to get my mind off of, but it didn't make, you know, and occasionally Mike would come over and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't lonely in that way. It was loneliness.
Alone? Mm. Loneliness?
Like in terms of when you feel,
by yourself?
When you don't have that significant other or someone, okay. You know, that helps, and I hate to say it, for me, I need someone to help validate me. I do need a partner. Mm. I've always needed a partner. I don't like doing things on my own.
Really?
Yeah, like some people are like, oh, well, you know, self-gratification. No, I like teams, you know. Okay. Every sport, that's why I don't play a sport that's solo.
You don't play solo sports?
No. Sharing team glory. We go down together, we win together.
You like that teamwork.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just like it. Camaraderie.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't really thought about alone and me appreciating other people. Because I think you have to appreciate them regardless.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
But maybe if you're alone, you appreciate them more because they're, I don't know. That one maybe kind of lost me.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We don't have to agree.
Yeah.
Number 7, you'll feel more independent.
Okay.
Once you enjoy being alone, you'll feel more confident in your ability to actually be alone. And that naturally leads you to feeling more independent. You'll no longer feel the anxiety or burning desire for company once you learn to enjoy being alone. You won't feel the need for constant interaction with other people or the anxiety associated with looking around and seeing no one but yourself. Taj, what do you think about that? Independent?
I didn't want to disagree twice in the same thing.
Disagree.
You know, alone, yeah, you do become more independent, but then, like, it said something about liking that or, you know, you'll enjoy that independence.
Well, if you're alone, you have to.
It's alone made me, yeah, made me more independent.
Yeah, so you.
But then I also realized I didn't like that. So I'll never forget, and this is, you're learning a lot about me, another relationship I had. And, you know, one of my friends, one of my guy friends was like, oh, man, you know, you're going to be independent now. And, you're going to. And I remember after this, it was like in between the 6 month and like going on, you know, between that and a year, I was thinking to myself, and I'll never forget this. I was like, independence sucks. Like, you know, this whole single life, like you don't have to ask anyone permission. And all. I'm like, this sucks.
It's you don't like it?
No, I was like,
some people like that.
Of course, because like everyone's freedom. Different. Everyone's different, and there's no right way. I'm saying I grew up the other way, where I was, you know, I need someone.
You prefer.
I prefer someone.
You don't need, you prefer. If you didn't have someone, you'd still survive.
Survive, I'm going to be happy.
You'd still survive.
You'd be miserable.
You prefer it.
Yeah. And I really think about it, like relationship wise, I haven't had more than a year of not being with someone. You know what I mean? That gap. That's a thing. But I also started it. I started dating when I was 18.
See, so some people would say you have a fear of being alone.
Yeah.
Your girl love it.
Of course.
I don't know if I have that fear. I probably do.
Of course. But that might also be because of mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like mom was always there for us.
I've had a gap. I've had a gap of probably a year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm. You know
and you know what's weird, Taj? I'm gonna tell you, one of the most painful times in my life was also one of the most. Looking back,
yeah.
Now it's one of the most enjoyable times.
Really?
Well, I don't want to say most, but yeah. I looked back and I was like, wow, that was a good time for me.
Yeah.
But while I was in it, yeah. I know I was hurting.
Yeah. Interesting.
And it was right. That's where Someone to Love. And Thankful, like all those songs.
All those gems.
Just remember, yeah. I was sleeping downstairs. Yeah. I wouldn't even go upstairs in my room. I didn't stay in my bedroom. I was downstairs, and I was by myself.
Yeah.
I was so by myself, and it was sad, but it was also, I look back, it was a time where I was growing and just.
Well, you channeled it through music. That was the thing for you. Mm-hmm. I mean,
certain, don't get me wrong, it was terrible.
No, but certain songs, like, I mean, throughout our album is like, you know, Words Without Meaning, so like mm-hmm. that, like, you know, you took one for the team to write hits. But it's just like, yeah, it's painful. But you were able to channel it and write it down or whatever. Well, it's never easy.
I looked back at it and I was like, I don't want to say it was like good times, but it kind of was.
Well,
because now I'm not in it anymore.
Good things came out of it.
Somewhat.
Well, for me, I always look at life anyway. Like even the painful stuff, I grew from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy with where I'm at now. So, and that wouldn't have happened if I wasn't went through that.
I remember that time. It was so terrible. That was the first, like, it was like the first Christmas I went to by myself. I don't think I've ever gotten a tree. I got a tree. I like.
Oh, you tried to compensate.
It just was all by myself.
Yeah.
It was just me, myself, and I.
Yeah, I've experienced Christmas by myself. It's not fun.
And I think that was, that was right when Royal was born, around that time. Oh, we got a caller.
All right.
Let's see. Hello, and thank you for calling the Power of Love Radio Show. Who do we got?
Hi, it's Meredith. How are you guys?
Hey, Meredith. How are you?
I'm great. I'm listening to you guys. I'm sort of like you, Todd. I think it's because I come from such a big family.
Mm-hmm.
I had six brothers and sisters. I was the youngest. And I was always surrounded by, siblings or my parents. Then when I moved to California in the 90s, independently by myself, didn't know anyone in the LA area, it was hard. I mean, I made friends and I did things, but not having actual family around, it was like I was always searching for something. So then when I moved back to Texas, it got better because I had a daughter and then I had my family again. Then we moved back out here in September and I have my sister now who lives out here and my two girls and now I have a grandson and it's better than before. It's more challenging because of course when you have a family, you have more responsibility. But I will say now that I live in California and I have my daughters and my grandson, I feel much better now. It's because now when I go places, I have someone to hang out with. And as far as the relationship wise, I think when you are single, you'll hear people say, well, the grass is greener on the other side. Marriage and relationships can be troubling. But to me, still, when you're single, you're like, okay, well, I still rather see that grass on the other side.
It's hard out there.
You still want to be in a relationship, but no matter what. You can have kids and other family, but it's not the same as being in a relationship. I think the only time I like really physically being alone is like when I'm driving to work or something. Mm-hmm. That's my alone time, and that's a short amount of time. But when I'm at my house, if my kids aren't here, or when I live by myself and no one was there to come visit, I didn't like that because to me it seemed like it gives your mind time to idle and feel sorry for yourself and think of how your life could be better. So I'm sort of like you, Taj. I rather have people around.
Yeah.
Well, family, not a lot of people. I'm not a person that like crowds, but like your own family, I like that.
Yeah, pets are good for that too in terms of, I went through a lot of depressing times with my dog. I'm like, at least I got you, But you're right. The grass is greener on the other side. I have friends that are single and they love it. Or at least they, they're happy. I should say they don't love it. It's just they're happy. But who's to say if they met someone,
interesting,
it wouldn't change. But most of the people I know are searching for that someone.
That's interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
Because, I you were always around, Terrell, like until I didn't remember being born and all that like you do. But you have you have like this elephant memory.
I know. I have too good of a memory.
And my memory starts, I think, at like two or like three-ish, And so you were always around. Like that's the thing. So I never felt like I was alone.
You're welcome.
I just said I never felt alone.
Well, thanks, guys, for taking my call.
thank you for calling in, Meredith.
Enjoy the rest
of
your
day. Okay,
bye-bye. All right, take care.
Bye. We got another caller. Let's take one more. Hello. Thank you for calling the Power of Love. Who do we have on the line?
Hello. How are you, Terrell and Taj? I know it's been a while. is Tiffany from New Jersey.
All right. Hey, how are you doing, Tiffany from New Jersey?
Fine.
What's going on?
Yeah, about like the topic regarding being alone. That like solitary, being alone. And my take on it is that it's good sometimes to have some people around, like family and like friends. But at the same time, like me, I'm used to being alone because I'm naturally a loner. Mm-hmm. Always been that way. I don't know why. Always enjoy my alone time, and it gives me a chance to like really work on myself and you know, do the things that I really love. And then one day, if it happens, it's like relationship wise. If it's meant for me to be in a relationship, then it'll happen on God's time. If not, it's like I can't. I don't know. It's like it's kind of 50-50 on that too.
Okay.
It's nice to have someone, but at the same time, not chasing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that make sense?
No, exactly.
Definitely does.
Well, I also am a firm believer in putting energy into yourself, you know, and I think that's one of the things too. So you're doing that, and that's a good thing, because if you do ever want to be in a relationship, or someone comes and, you know, trips over your path, you know, you'll be the best that you are, you know, and they'll have to match that. And so
I have to trip on the path.
Well, that's my like cartoon way of saying it. That's how I feel love is.
Just walk on.
No. Love is like it's like romantic comedies. They always trip over, you know, it's like or bump into someone. It's like, oh, excuse me, you know. Okay. That's just my mindset.
Like an accident type of
thing? Like, you know. Or a car accident. You know, it's always something.
Sorry, Tiffany. I had to ask him.
Sorry. I'm smiling, too. He got me on the romantic comedy path. Right. Yeah. But, yeah. So, I feel like, yeah, it's good to work on yourself as well and have that alone time if you can be productive with it in that way. And the productive doesn't only mean, like, for me, oh, you know, work in terms of jobs and all that stuff or get, you know, that stuff. It's internally as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're not spiritually right and physically right, it's like, how can you be any good to anybody anyway? So that alone time, it helps to me get you time to, like, work on you in a positive way.
That's very true. Yeah. Very good point.
Yes. I agree with that.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. How's New Jersey right now?
Yes.
The what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said, how's New Jersey right now?
It's cold and rainy.
I'm sorry.
It's not that good, but it's okay.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a while. I just was curious.
New Jersey. All right, Tiffany. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the day and the week.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
We'll catch you
soon. I hope it won't be like the last time.
It won't. You take care.
Okay, thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you. We are on number eight. Oh, the phones keep coming in. Let's hold on 1 second, whoever this may be. I'm going to read number eight and then we'll jump on with you. Number eight, you'll get a break from constantly trying to keep other people happy. Life is filled with relationships, and most relationships only last when both people are kept happy. And that can turn into a draining job depending who that relationship is with. Now, this doesn't apply to personal relationships, but every kind of relationship. Once you're alone, the only person's happiness you have to worry about in that moment is your own. You can treat yourself to things that make you happy, but you may have upset someone else. All right, that was number eight. Who's on the line, Power of Love?
Hello, this is Suna calling from the UK.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
Yes.
I'm just so surprised that I'm online because I tried to call so many times, but this is great. I'm so happy to be on the phone with you.
Oh, thank
you. It's great.
What do you have for us?
I have a lot to say about this topic, I think. So for me, it's very difficult to be alone. Mm-hmm. So I think from, like the previous callers, I come from a very close family. Mm-hmm. And also my mom looks after kids. So when I grew up, I always had lots of people in the house, lots of kids, so lots of love, everything. Mm-hmm. But then when I moved to the UK, that was back in Paris with my family. Mm-hmm. But then for a job, I moved to the UK, and that was completely different for me. Mm-hmm. So I experienced for the first time what it is to be lonely, mm-hmm. and alone. And I think my case is even harder because I'm a twin. Mm. So I think it was the first time I've been really separated from my twin sister. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it's hard to explain. I've just experienced what's loneliness, and it's something that I have to learn to live on my own. Mm-hmm. But it's difficult because it also causes me anxiety.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's quite ironic because I live on my own in a different country, and also I do a lot of things on my own. I travel on my own, as you could have seen. So I'm fine with that. I'm still quite breaking with everyone.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it always amazes me because there's two sides. You know, one side is like, you know, they want to do things with other people, and that's, you know, that's kind of the side I fall in. But then other people are like, they love traveling, like they're fine alone, and they travel alone, and they want a new journey. And you know, I mean, I've had friends that right after school they went, you know, college back east or whatever, you know, they went as far away from their nest as possible. You know, I stayed as close as possible to the nest, you know, so I understand it. It's just a different way of thinking and a different mindset, and everyone's built differently. But yeah, I mean, you said you had a twin sister, so it's like, I'm sure you know, in that way, it's you have that connection that you always feel like you've always never, yes. you know, had to share. And so.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly that.
Yeah.
And also I need to look after someone. Mm-hmm. Like with my sis, I think, but the fact that I'm the big, the big sis and she's the little sis.
Yeah.
In fact, from birth, I've been quite very maternal, and I had to look after her.
Uh-huh.
And not having this, it's difficult for me to not look after someone first.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
And putting myself first, it's very difficult for me.
Yeah. No, that's, and I was thinking about that before even the call because of the, when we were doing the list and that one that Terrell just said, it's like, for me, I'm most happy actually by helping other people, not helping myself. You know, I'm a giver. Yeah. And so for me, if I can't give, then, you know, if it's just me, then I'm not really as happy. And I've been that way my whole life. Even at birthday parties, there's footage of me sitting, literally watching everyone else have fun. And I know in my heart I was happy, but everyone else is running around swimming in the pool and I'm sitting there, and you would think that I was not happy, but I was like, I was happy making other people happy, and I've always been like that. So, you know, I understand both sides.
I understand that. That's
right. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Oh, you're very welcome. But the positive side, I think, for me, being alone, mm-hmm. Is that I could self-reflect for the first time. Mm. Because of all my life, I've worked very hard mm-hmm. all the time. And yeah, I think where I live now, it's very laid back. And I had to take some time to self-reflect, in fact.
Oh, that's good then.
And
yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, there's a positive side in
there. Yeah, good.
Always
a positive side to something. Yes. Well, cool. Thank you again.
I just have a question about something that you said in the show two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Tara who said that. It's about the difference between attachment and love. And I didn't really understand that it was two different things and we have to differentiate those two.
Mm.
Attachment and
love. There's a difference, and she understands that there is that difference.
I wonder if I can't remember what I said, I said.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. There is a difference.
Being attached okay.
Yeah.
Being attached to someone and loving someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't remember what I said about that.
See, you can't remember 2 weeks.
No, I can't. Maybe it was
how to recognize what's attachment and what's love, and not to mix up those two.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that, and hopefully you'll call in again.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
But it was lovely talking to you, and thank you so much for the shows and everything else you do. It's always so positive, and it really keeps me going, so thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening.
You take care.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Do you agree with that, Taj? You'll get a break from constantly trying to keep other people happy. That's
it's so weird. As we're going through this list, like I really define my self-worth with other people, like in terms of like making them happy or whatever. I'm like, that's the thing. Like, and it's probably from childhood.
So are you not taking care of you though? It almost sounds like taking care of you is taking care of others.
Yes, that is. That is it in a nutshell.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. They're really like me is.
I understand this one. When you're by yourself, you don't have to. There's no one to really.
Yeah, you can
take care of.
Make your own rules and everything.
And you can focus more on yourself.
Yeah.
Which is the beauty of that, because I do believe that everybody needs to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
It's very easy to lose your self-worth and self-value and self-care, self-love, all of that.
Yeah.
So it is not necessarily saying being alone and not being with anybody is the goal. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that you do need to take time for yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of on Twitter about hating being alone and, you know. And then there's other people that said that, you know, I like my alone time, but I also need people time is another mm-hmm. one. And Carol says, I like giving. It's fulfilling. It makes other people happy.
Right.
But, you can still give while you're alone.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm just.
Some people love their freedom, though. They love to just get up and go and do whatever they want to do.
And they should, because they're those type of people that are like that. And that's mm-hmm. a good thing, you know. And everyone's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very true.
Some people, you know, nest and, you know, they're mother bears. And other people are, you know. Scouts and adventurers.
Very true. All right, let's go to number 9. Number 9 is you won't have to apologize for anything. When you start to enjoy being alone, you'll quickly see that solitude means you don't have to keep apologizing for what you've done. You don't have to keep apologizing for what you've done. So often we do things that end up upsetting other people or hurting someone else's feelings and then have to quickly apologize for it. But when you're alone, you don't have to apologize for anything, and that takes a lot of pressure out of most situations. You get to stop second-guessing everything you say or every move you make because you're afraid someone's going to be offended or saddened and angered.
Mm.
I understand that one.
Yeah.
obviously when you're by yourself, it's just you. So you don't have to worry about the things you say, worry about other people's feelings. It's just, you know, it would just be me, myself, and I. And it takes a lot of that out of the equation.
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship or when you're with someone, there's always other people to consider. And that's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think also, I mean, you know, this is the first time I'm seeing things through parent eyes.
Through parent eyes.
Yeah, through parent eyes. And I think, you know, ask me in 8 years from now and maybe I will like alone time a lot more, you know. But right now, mm-hmm. It's less than a year.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, less than a year she's been out here in the world. And so it's like my perspective can be young right now.
Yeah.
Right. You know, in that way. But people that have been parents or, you know, they might be like, look, you know, it's always about my child, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not selfish about me. I'm putting it all into them. So when I can have my own time, I value it, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I can understand that as well.
I think everyone needs a break from everything.
Yeah.
I think parents need a break from their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think parents need a break from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think people need breaks from each other. I think you got to, I think.
Too much of everything.
You got to divide stuff sometimes. Not forever.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's important for parents to have their time, quote unquote, alone time away from their family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need their own space as well.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So I think it's important
mm-hmm.
to come together, but also be a little bit divided.
Yeah.
Because you often lose yourself. You can lose yourself in the relationship
mm-hmm.
and the relationship lose themselves with the,
yeah.
It's not division. It's just a break, a little weekend getaway or something, I think, or day getaway or dating, going out, dinners, all that is very important.
Yeah.
You know, I think, all right. That was number 9. This is the last one. 10, you'll stop looking for validation. So often we feel we need to get, this is what you said, Tasha.
This is me, yeah.
So often we feel we need to get the okay from our friends and family before we take action. We constantly look to other people for advice and what we should do next. Of course, there are times when it's not only perfectly acceptable to ask for advice, but downright necessary. But there are also times, my eyes are like going bad or something, but there are also times where we're perfectly capable of acting on our own instead of looking to others for answers. When you start to spend more time alone, you'll learn to trust your instincts and make decisions without any third-party validation.
Actually, I totally agree with that. I thought I was going to talk about happiness. You're talking about validation.
Decisions.
I like to be alone for decisions. Like, as much as I just said about, you know, team and all that stuff, some people on the team don't need to be making decisions, you know, and that's why there's a coach in baseball. You know, there's certain people that should be making the decisions, because if everyone thinks that's the problem with social media, everyone thinks they're the coach.
Everyone has opinion.
They think they're the coach, and everyone's opinion in a good way matters, but in a bad way matters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I've just always trusted my opinion. That sounds egotistical, huh? I just trust my opinion. Like, I don't need advice from other people.
You're talking about team and everything, and then when it comes down to
the answer,
you want full control, charge.
Honestly, though, think about it. If you were playing baseball
mm-hmm.
and you had, would you trust you to call the pitch for your pitching? Or
you know what I noticed about myself, Taj?
Yeah.
Whenever I play sports,
yeah.
What positions do I play?
You play the control positions.
I play the control positions.
What positions I play?
I play pitcher. I play quarterback.
Yeah.
I play point guard. I have to have the ball in my hand. I'm running the show.
Yeah. And what positions do I play?
The bench.
the one that the pitcher relies on, the catcher, the one that has to catch the ball. Too. And also in football, I was the running back. I was the one that got handed the ball. Like, here, give me the...
So it's secondary.
Yeah. That was a good one.
It's true.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
No, I get it.
Yeah. So I get it, too. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I think, yeah, the validation. See, I have a very hard time making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really tough time.
Yeah, you do. You contemplate.
I contemplate.
Over-contemplate.
I ask so many people. And I think it comes from me having an issue with being wrong.
Yeah, see.
I can admit when I'm wrong. I just don't like to be wrong.
See.
And I don't like to make the wrong choices and the wrong decisions.
Yeah.
So therefore, sense. I'm asking, like, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? I know what I want to do.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for someone
validation.
To.
Validation.
It's not validation. I don't think it's validation in, like.
Then why would you ask all those people?
Because I don't want to step wrong. Like, is this a good move?
I learned right away that if you don't make the decision and you listen to someone else and then you listen to them and then it's the wrong move, you are mad. You're like, why didn't I just? Because I'd rather be wrong because I can learn from that. I've said this to someone yesterday. If I make a decision based on someone else's opinion, what did I learn? Not to listen to them. That's all.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all you learned.
I've learned that. Looking back, it's easier to accept things when they're your decisions.
Yes.
If you're going
to
go down.
Be open to other opinions.
If you're going to go down with the decision you make because then you can live with it.
24/7.
If it's someone else's, if it's someone else's doing, it's almost a regret. Like, why didn't I?
Yeah.
I should have just did this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's frustrating because you never know the outcome.
You never know the outcome.
But
someone else decided what
it should
be.
Make that decision on your own. Now. I am like that. I usually come down when it comes down to it. I go with what I feel, but I do my research. I probably do a little bit too much research.
You do too much. Now, don't get me wrong. I think you should listen to everyone. Like I still have friends.
Taj, you know I call you a lot.
Yeah.
For these things.
Yeah, I know. And you should listen to my opinion. But at the end of the day, it is your decision. I always say that to you.
Right.
Because I don't know who else you're listening to. And that's the thing. So I would be like, don't just trust one opinion. You know, listen to everyone and make your own.
I get a whole bunch.
Yeah, exactly. And then make your.
I don't even know if that's good.
Well,
it's all right.
It's good to get knowledge. You know, and if people have experience, then it's good to get that experience and hear their point of view. It's almost like being the judge of on the jury. You get everyone, you know, you get the whole story and then you say, okay, this is how I'm going.
Right. So.
Where did we get to? Where are we on?
We are pretty much. Well, that was it.
Oh, that was it. Oh, good.
That was the whole 10.
Okay. And good timing.
We only got about 30 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
So let me just read the 10, just to review 10 things that happen when you start to enjoy being alone. Number one, you'll get to recharge. Number two, you'll reflect more often. Three, you'll get in touch with your own emotions. Four, you'll start doing things you actually enjoy. Number five was you'll become more productive. Six, you'll enjoy your relationships even more. Seven, you'll feel more independent. Eight, you'll get a break from constantly trying to keep other people happy. Number nine, you won't have to apologize for anything. And the last one, number 10, you'll stop looking for validation. Again, those are the 10 things that happen when you start to enjoy being alone. Taj, anything else?
No.
That's it?
I did learn some stuff here.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I thought it was helpful. I thought some things we agree on, some things we don't.
Yeah.
But like in all things in life, at least what I do is I take all the information and I use what applies to me, what I agree with, what I don't. I just keep it back.
Nice.
I throw it out. Well, you should actually kind of keep it all in, but I use what I use from it. That's our show. We will see you guys next week. Well, we won't see you, but we'll be here next weekend, same time. That's it, Taj.
That's our show. Yeah.
That's it. You guys have a great week.
Be safe.
And we'll see you soon.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.